Great Britain's Great War by Jeremy Paxman.
The recording of this book has been made possible by a donation from Derby Merlin Round Table.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
The Cigar Box. There's a photo on the wall. It was taken, most probably, in the spring of 1915 and shows eight uniformed men in the jaunty confidence of youth, bedrolls slung across their shoulders. They stand, arms around each other's shoulders, caps askew, one with a cigarette in his mouth, another with a pipe. They smile cheerily. The bright spring sunshine leaves deep shadows on their foreheads. In the middle, arms folded, a young man with a heavy moustache leans on a road sign. Dangerous. Keep off the tar. This is my great-uncle Charlie. He has a Red Cross badge on each shoulder and grins broadly. In his entire military career, Uncle Charlie won no medals for bravery, never advanced beyond the most junior rank in the army, and almost certainly neither killed nor wounded a single German. He had enlisted in the Royal Army Medical Corps, and his job was to save lives, not to take them. The 1911 census records Charles Edmund Dixon as a 20-year-old living in Shipley, working as a weaving overlooker in one of West Yorkshire's numerous textile factories. Uncle Charlie looks a slightly unconvincing soldier, cutting none of the elegant dash of glamorous young officers like Rupert Brooke. He fills the uniform.